You had it all the time.
The bull too.
Oh man, let me stop it. It's getting hot up in here.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm looking at this whole situation different, man. I mean, this is really affecting me. I mean, you and followed by Tyrone Davis, and now we're about to bring on the little bull. He's a big bull around these parts, man.
Yeah, the little bull was actually a big bull in heart. You hear me?
Come on.
Some people call him Johnny Taylor the Blues Whale, but we call him Pete because he calls us Pete, and he explained to me what that meant.
Please.
Pete means friend.
Ah, okay. All right, Pete.
He called you Pete. You were friend. And it wasn't because he didn't know your name. Mm-hmm. The same thing with Tyrone Davis. Tyrone Davis called you Pete.
Yeah. Kind of like
you were his friend.
Kind of like Bubba, huh?
No. Completely different.
I know.
Completely different. And Johnny Taylor is a gem. When I say he's a gem, he's a diamond, man. Johnny Taylor is one of the most remarkable voices in the history of R&B, blues, gospel, whatever genre of music that Johnny lent his voice to. Mm-hmm. It was the most recognizable voice out there.
Wow. No joke. And his son, Floyd, sounds incredibly a lot like him.
Yeah, I actually took him to that record company.
Is that right?
Yes, I did. And the son of the owner of the record company didn't want to sign him because he looked like him and sounded like him.
I'm telling you, man.
So I took him in the back to another one of the gentlemen that was a co-owner of the company, and he signed him on the spot.
Wow. I mean, it's scary. He looks like him. He sounds like it. It was real. I thought it was reincarnation, which probably it was, man.
his voice was just heavier than Johnny's, but he remarkably sounded like him.
Mm.
He really did, and he wasn't trying to sound like him, but that's the way he just sounded.
Yeah,
you know, it was no different than Gerald LaVert sounding like his daddy Eddie LaVert.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, what do you expect?
Hey, that's right. I mean, the apples didn't even fall off the tree, man. The apple is still hanging on the tree. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I mean, it's a blessing. It's not a curse. It's a blessing to be able to have that gift that your parent has, you know, and then you inherit it. That's a blessing.
Right. Well, all right then, Stan, let's bring him on, man. This is the final act of the Bull Tour that never happened, but is happening right now. Here he
is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are enjoying yourselves, and right now it's star time.
Star time!
It's star time, and we're getting ready to bring on the Blues Whaler. Please put your hands together for Mr. Johnny Taylor.
Yeah. And maybe you just wanna, you might wanna change your mind. Now that you've got my love, how you wanna pull me down? Oh, now that you've got my love, you won't even come around. Oh, no. Now that you've got my love, you got me hanging. Change your mind. I've been wondering, baby. I've been hoping, baby. You know I have. Hoping you will change your mind. I've been praying, baby. Yeah, I have. I've been praying that you'll change your mind.
Man, I'm down to my last $2. This chick tell me she want mink coats and diamond rings, a black navigator and things. the sweet smell of your perfume. It's still driving me wild. The closer you get, the longer you stay. Makes it harder.
Wow. Very profound, very prolific.
Oh, boy. I thank God so much for permitting us to pull this off, Stan. This has been great.
It's been wonderful. Commemorating the birthdays of three. So, man, the big bull, Tyrone Davis, May the 4th. The little bull.
Wow.
Mr. Johnny Taylor, May the 5th. And yours truly, Stan Mosley, May the 6th.
Look at that. Back to back to back. Now, that's no coincidence.
Back to back to back. No, it's not a coincidence, because everything that happens in life is predestined to happen.
Teach.
It was arranged that way.
Teach how? Wow.
It was. It was arranged that way. He wanted it to be that way. That's the way that it was. That's the way that it is. And can't nobody do anything about that. It's a wonderful thing.
And I'm so blessed for him to have arranged for me to be sitting here at this appointed time to be able to do this, man, with you for our listeners. Man, I'm telling you, I thank God, man. I thank God so much. Wow. Stan.
I thank him that he kept me here to be one of them meant to do it with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like I said it before, I didn't have to be here, but through it all, man, he kept me here, and he's kept me here for a reason.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has, yeah. Man.
And I appreciate it. don't you think for 1 minute that I don't appreciate it. Wow. Brother Billy, I appreciate it so much. I appreciate the listeners. I appreciate the experiences that I have had in life.
Mm. Man.
You know, they're making me a better person, so
you know,
I just appreciate it.
You said something to me that was so profound the other day that someone said to you about, I think it was Otis Williams said that he's been watching you and you gave the advice to young aspiring artists and just people in general. There's always someone watching you, so watch what you do. Expound on that just a little bit.
Not only watch what you do, control what you do. Watch what you say and who you say it to. Yeah. You know, a lot of things that we do on social media, whether you realize it or not, can really hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It can help you, too, because I've had two giants in the industry to read of social media.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been a negative thing had I been doing some things that I should not have been doing and
Absolutely.
Saying things that I shouldn't have been saying.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I do. Yep.
I had giants in the industry reach out to me and that wanted to be a part of my career.
Mm.
And that was Bobby Eli from Philadelphia International.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Otis Williams from The Temptations. Mm. So good came out of this situation for me. But just think what it could have been had I been doing something other than what it was that I was doing.
Right, right. So that is a lesson for us all to take heed to. I mean, you know, they say experience is the best teacher, which it is, but it doesn't have to be your own experience. You can look at someone else's experience and benefit from it. And you,
That's
my
true.
Man, I have benefited greatly for the past time that I've grown to know you, Stan, and you've inspired me, man. You just don't know how much you have inspired me and will continue to inspire me. I mean, this is something that is locked away in the archives of my mind that I can reflect on as long as I live. And I want to thank you for it, brother.
Well, I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share this time with you and the listeners. Man, this has been a wonderful thing. And I also want to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of the mothers out here a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. I know you've been locked up and quarantined and all this other stuff. But, you know, continue to stay quarantined. And if you do go out somewhere, go to somebody's house that you're related to and do a little cooking and stuff. But have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Yeah. Beautiful, Stan. You be safe, my brother, and we will be talking. And I think we're going to wrap up the concert with your song. And this is the tearjerker, man. You know, it'd be a perfect ending to
man, this song right here is one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever recorded in my life. I did it in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Mr. Bobby Eli, and the song is entitled Sentimental Journey, written by Patricia Scott.
Love you, Stan Mosley. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you too, bro.
Just can't get you off my mind. I think about you all the time. You got a kind of love that's genuine. Way we touch when we're entwined. The way you touch my skin. Sentimental journey. Oh, 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 oh. Sentimental journey, baby.
Sentimental journey.
Oh, just listen to me, girl. You see.
Take me back.
Every time I close my eyes.
visions of your lips all night. Your loving sense chills up my spine. When we explode, it's just like dynamite. The stars are shining all so bright. I think about the way you hold me tight, head to toe, with all your might.
Gentlemen, 104.7 KTOY. I want to thank Stan Mosley for helping me to host the Bull Tour that never happened, that happened today. Well, all right, we are just about to get into our Ride or Die segment, which will incorporate Mother's Day shout-outs. So when you call for the Ride or Die, you can do your Mother's Day shout-out as well. So this is our prep song. I'm going to take care of a little business, and I'll be right back in about 3 minutes. So hold your calls.